Whether in vain attempts to collect diplomas for your wall, or maybe exaggerating your own career accomplishments, you may often find yourself on the path to portray yourself as wise. Yet the search for wisdom begins by first embracing our lack of it. Even Shakespeare understood the apparent contradiction. The fool doth think he is wise, but the wise man knows himself to be a fool. So don't fool yourself. Do you think you can appear wise by following the world's truth? Well, what the world calls smart, God calls stupid. So are you willing to believe in what the Bible teaches, even when the world calls you a fool? Well, I pray this meditation from 1 Corinthians chapter 3 will help you be humble as you seek wisdom. I urge you, get wisdom, but first become a fool so that you may become wise. A thoughtful, hopeful, happy fool for Christ. So rest here as we begin. Just escape into this time of humility, a place to encounter the wisdom of God by first leaving behind the wisdom of the world. Whether at first or last light, settle deeper now into this divine sanctuary of quiet contemplation, a retreat to be humble before God. So take a moment now to come lowly into His presence. As we continue, begin to take inventory of any prideful thoughts and choose now to let them slip behind you. Allow your intentions to shift from worldly wisdom to divine, and center on this present moment of true wisdom revealed only by the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now in the saving arms of God, listen and respond to Galatians chapter 5. And as I lead you, respond, Lord God, guide me to be wise by first becoming a fool. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. And Lord God, guide me to be wise by first becoming a fool. And the fruit of the Spirit is patience, kindness, and goodness. And Lord God, guide me towards this wisdom by first becoming a fool. And the fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. So Lord God, guide me towards your wisdom by first becoming a fool. Continue to rest here in silence, safe in this humble refuge, and secure in this holy place of encounter as an unashamed, happy, hope-filled fool for Christ. What is your first instinct when you feel attacked or ridiculed by others? hurt? Maybe shame or anger? Well, take a moment now to take note of your emotions when the world calls you a fool for your belief in God. Do you turn away from ridicule, or do you find joy in the midst? Are you like Paul, who said that, "For the sake of Christ, I am content with insults"? Are you content in being a fool for Christ? Be honest with your answers. There is no judgment here. You are safe. Now allow any emotions of fear and anxiety to begin to drift away. Those are not thoughts of God, so just let them drift on along. As you center your thoughts on being content in being a fool for Christ, surrender your pride and choose humility. Your thoughts may drift and wander between pride and humility, between worldly wisdom and divine foolishness. That's human. No worries, no condemnation. But allow your conflicted mind to be a reminder to center once more on choosing to become wise by first becoming a fool. Take this minute and intentionally center on the salvation of God. Allow pride to ease and tears to come. Take this minute to whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, guide me to be wise by first becoming a fool. Center two on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Don't control the pace or the rhythm for now. Just notice the gentleness of each breath. Be mindful and aware of each breath. Are they shallow or deep? Are they fast or slow? Lifting your chest or your stomach? Each breath is designed to save and heal you, so center on your breathing. Be present with each breath. Now try breathing in slowly and deeply, and hold it for a moment. And then now release it by blowing it out through your mouth. Breathe in the wisdom of God and breathe out the wisdom of the world. Let each breath transform you into a thoughtful, hopeful, happy fool for Christ. Just continue breathing slowly in and out. And for this next minute, center on the word humility. Thank you. Continue on now as you center on God's message for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, and we'll begin in the New International Reader's Version. Listen to this letter written by the Apostle Paul, a soul well acquainted with being called a fool by the world. So cherish each word for you from Paul through the Holy Spirit. Don't fool yourselves. Suppose some of you think you are wise by the standards of the world. Then you should become fools so that you can then become wise. Did any words resonate with you? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit reaching out to humble you. Don't fool yourselves. Suppose some of you think you are wise by the standards of the world. Then you should become fools, so that then you can become wise. What thought did God's Spirit make you aware of? Well, allow this next minute to be a time for your heart and mind to be transformed into a thoughtful, hopeful, happy, and humble fool for Christ. Listen once more to now the expanded passage from the Christian Standard Bible. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks he is wise in this age, let him become a fool so that he can then become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, since it is written, "He catches the wise in their craftiness." And again, the Lord knows that the reasonings of the wise are futile. What from this passage most resonated with you? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on humbly placing your trust in God. In this third reading, reflect on this passage as it becomes your own prayer from the English Standard Version. Lord God, don't let me deceive myself. When I begin to think I am wise in this age, let me become a fool that I may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with you. As it is written, "He catches the wise in their craftiness." And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. What deep longings are you ready to share now with him? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to becoming a thoughtful, hopeful, happy fool for Christ. While resting here with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, I want you to see the scene that unfolds from Acts chapter 5. The Jewish High Council calls in each of the apostles. They are beaten and accused of being drunken fools. They were told never again to speak in the name of Jesus, and finally, they were released. I want you to watch them filing out of the courtroom. What do you see in their eyes? Embarrassment or rejection? Watch how the apostles respond. They leave the council chamber singing and rejoicing that God had counted them worthy to suffer dishonor for his name. And then they continue to teach and preach that Jesus is the Messiah. That is not a human response. It's a foolish response. But they became simple, humble fools so they could better receive and understand the wisdom of God. So I want you to rest here for this next minute in this time of divine wisdom, a place of divine encounter. Just rest here as an unashamed, happy, hope-filled fool for Christ. Stay here for a while longer. Your mind surrendered and humbled by the wisdom of the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Their wisdom is now yours. And before rushing off into your day or falling off to sleep, consider this. How can you intentionally become an unashamed, happy, hope-filled fool for Christ? Let me pray this closing benediction for you to remember not to fool yourself. Don't be wise by the standards of the world, but become a fool so that you can then become wise. So may you know the joy of Christ, the hope of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the wisdom of God now and always. Amen.